Okay. Thank you very much. You may be seated there. Thank you for that great introduction there. I certainly appreciate it. I'd like to give reverence to my brother, Herma, your pastor, which we all love. It's our family, and your pastor, and going on the 16th anniversary for 16 years for us. Congratulations there. Appreciate it. We come today at a time where the world seems to be in turmoil. So I had to move around a little to come up with a thought, an idea, but it always come back to God. Amen. And so just to introduce myself and let you know that God is still in the blessing business. And if you had the time, you could probably talk with one another, and probably each one of you having some issues perhaps in your life. And you may be up or down, you may be at the mountaintop, or you may be in the valley. But one thing for sure, as my brother say, he's still on the road. So sometime in life you'll find yourself, you may can't go forward, may can't go backwards, you may just have to what stand. And so if that's your situation, so be it. But I came to give a certain message from the Lord. It takes not that long, but it's something hopefully that will encourage you and give you hope and renew your spirit. And I like to just start with, of course, the 23rd Psalm, or the 23rd Psalm was already spoken. I had it on my mind earlier because it was done just another week ago at another service. But I want to just go with the what? Lord's Prayer for a moment. So I'll simply, if you know that, it's out of your Matthew's 6. And it reads this way, that the Lord is my shepherd, what I shall not want. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. He anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. That's the 23rd itself. Surely in goodness mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. So we look at that situation there, and I'll take pieces of it and come back in just a moment. You may be seated again here. It says here, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, O Father, which art ye, our Father, which art in heaven. Ye, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, that just kind of started a thought that came about here. It says, my kingdom come. I'm back in the 6:10 through 14 now. My kingdom come, thy will be done, what, in earth as it is in heaven. So we find that what you need and I need, we need some direction from the Lord, just as his disciples did. So as he said here, he says, give us what, this day, our daily bread. Yeah. That's important to me because, I don't know about you, but sometimes try to do too much in a day's time. And he say, each day that you just give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I just extended it to chapter 14, just verse 14, just a moment, because it takes care of forgiveness that I want to include in there. I know it may or may not fit it, but many people need to forgive. That's a hard thing to do. So that's one of the directions of instruments that the Lord is instructing us to do. So from this message, hopefully it will give you some additional instructions as to how to praise God, listen to his laws, follow his laws, but most important, as we'll see a little later, to be able to improve your own tools, so to speak, as to how you can improve yourself and maybe how you can improve others. So the second part, I come back to that later, but I go directly to the Psalm 1, 2, and 3. And in that Psalm 1, 2, 3, so I read parts of it. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night. Now those will be my points as I review them one at a time, going up to the front here, back to verse 1. It says that blessed is the man that walketh. Okay, so one step at a time, whatever you have to do. Walk it. He's suggesting, God in his word is suggesting that we need to be aware of what we're doing at all times. So just walking, not in the counsel, which simply means you should be in the word of God, as the second one talks about. And it says what, day and night, mixing up a little. In other words, constantly. So that's why we pray without ceasing. So what I'm saying to you, as whatever your situation or current concern is, you and I might need to sharpen up some of our tools a little bit and do a little more. I know sometimes I just get off a course, so to speak, so I have to ask the Lord to order my steps, is what they saw. Right. And that reminded me that each step is so critical, because we can easily get off track and get into something that we don't supposed to be. So that's kind of the setup, so to speak. But then it goes further to say, not that you just walk it and not in the counsel of the ungodly, made it very specific, which means, to be quite honest, you just don't supposed to associate with anyone. And if that is the case, you might need to be redirected so that you can be strong in God's will and God's word. And so what we are suggesting to you is that look at your own life, perhaps, and see what you can do to improve it. But it says not only walk it, not only being in the counsel of the ungodly, nor in the what? Seat. The way of sinners. So he talks about nor sit it in the seat of the unscornful. So what we're suggesting to you is that there are two things, one walking, sitting down, and then you say that, but your delight would be in the law of the Lord.
That's right.
So if you're off course with the law, then you may be way to the left or way to the right. And so you may have to help somebody get there. Pastor may have to do it. But whatever the case is, if you do this here, in his law, does he meditate day and night? As we see, is pretty much always.
Yeah.
So that point one, as we said earlier, is that you are what? Blessed if you walk it not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yeah.
So that also could suggest that you may not be blessed if you're not walking in that path of the godly. So sitting down, sitting in a seat, you may have to look as to where you're sitting now, and we are using this in the terms of just your own life, sitting, because as we see people sit, many times they don't measure the chair. They don't see if it's going to wait. They just have faith that it's going to hold them. So when we hear up here as the sitting in the seat, but you have delight, and now you also what? Studying the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And then that third point is that, and he shall be what? Like a tree. And this is the example. Yeah. Now, just a moment here. I don't know about you, but I've seen these big trees being uprooted by the water and the things just recently, and it's still happening. So we look a moment at the power of water and how it can be very, you can drink it, or you can see a house floating down it. And you say, how could that be? Well, to me, that's just showing the power of God, who is in control of nature. I'm not. So as we move here and we look here and say, I would be like a tree, what? Planted by the rivers of water. Know about you, but we can't always get water all the time. Some places, even not in this country, you'll find that water may even be what's scarce. So we don't want to just take it for granted, but what God is saying is here in this message is that you should be like a tree, which is very, stable and sturdy, and can take a lot to move it. And so what we're looking at now is that bringing forth what? Fruit. That's what we're all about. We're just not here just to take up room and space. So I ask you the question, and you may already know, what is your purpose in life? What has God ordained for you to do at this time? You may know, you may not know, but I find in my life, if I try to follow him as best I can, walk by faith and not by sight, then I seem to be a little bit more successful in his own eyes. So I'm here to encourage you to study God's word, help others study God's word, and in due season, God can and will bless you, and you will prosper. That's what I was trying to get to the end, because prospering is not just necessarily what? Material thing. You may say, okay, I get a new house, I get a new car. No, it's much deeper than that, because as you can see, many of us have lived long enough to know that life sometimes is up and down. It can be tough, and you have to walk by faith and not by sight. So here we are today, this evening, celebrating the church, your pastor, and people that just may have come in that may not know God. And I'm here only as a witness, along with many others, to let you know God is truthful. God is faithful. God will take care of you. And I know that may not seem like that now, because up is not up anymore right now. Down is not down. Good is not good. Bad is not good. So we kind of twist it up. But guess what? The truth will set you free. So I'm just trying to make a point as a witness and as a humble servant that God works in mysterious ways. His ways are not our ways. So sometimes I don't understand, but I walk by faith and not by what? Sight. So even as we assemble here today, as all the good work that this church has done, and listen to the accolades, and my family and people are here. It's just a great time. But we have to be careful, because we have to what? Redeem this time. And so I can't miss Ecclesiastes, because it's always a time for something. And right now I think we're in critical times where we need to speak up, be seen, and just stand. And so that's why I like the song. They say sometime in life, you know, you can't go forward, can't go backwards. You simply just have to stand. Yes, sir. And in my message, too, as I deviate just a little bit further here, as I was getting ready, brother, always is something to prepare for God's word. And there's so many things happening now that it can confuse you a little if you're not careful. But I heard this morning a rabbi speaking to his congregation. And he was saying, he said, you know, we're doing this whole thing wrong. My goodness. I said, what? I just started listening for a second. But he said, we need to be kinder. We need to help people more. And I thought, is this TV right? Is this right? Just this morning, he said he used the horse as his example. Some of you know about horses, they say. Some people like to try to ride them and break their spirit. But he said there's another way some of you might have heard of. It's a gentle way. And this is what the rabbi was talking about. He said you can actually do a better job gently. In other words, respect people. I say, what? Yeah. I came along back in the days, and even now where it's hard to get what? Respect sometimes. So what I find is that, you know, I say God is still in the blessing business. And I know you may be a little discouraged and you may not be hopeful, but I can tell you God delivers in his own time. And we can even be like Paul. Paul never did get that thorn out of his side. So I can't promise a whole lot, but I know somebody that can.
Right.
And so how that story go, I know a man, you know, cavalry. Wow, that's so God has helped me, and I'm sure he's probably helped you. But we have to redeem that time. That's what Ecclesiastes say. And at the same time, I heard a lot of celebration about the glory of God. And that's all in your psalm. I won't go into all of it now, but that verse 8 is all powerful there. And it also talk about verse 27, the fear.
Yeah.
Try to put fear in your life. God say, hey, no fear. You know, I'm in control.
Yes, sir.
So keep those things in mind as we look for another day as God has blessed us. So we closing out with the third point. And that is, and he shall be, what, like a tree planted by, what, the rivers of water, that what, bringeth forth his fruit in his season, and his leaf also, what, shall not wither, and whatsoever he's done shall, what, prosper. Those are the words of God, and they have power and meaning. And so at your time, sometime as you look further into these words, there's meaning in it. And the one big one I'm repeating again, I find is forgiveness. Well, then that 14 and 15, they talk about it a little bit in Matthew, but they don't, and in the Psalm. But what they're saying is that if we forgive what? Someone of their trespasses toward us, then God what will forgive us. But it flips the coin to say, but if you don't, God will not bless us. So these are some things, if we can correct perhaps or just do more, God probably can bless you what more and me. But in the meantime, go whether you are blessed or not. Because in the end result, God is still in control, and he's continuing to bless us. So with that in mind, I simply pause a moment to meditate a moment. We move so fast, but we want to just stop and pause. Review yourself. Evaluate. Make a pledge to do better. God will take care of you. And I close on the thought of another scene they had just the other day where they showed some of our ancestors, brother, being very, very successful 50, 60, 70 years ago. Millionaires. And I say, you know, they did not have all the resources we have. So what I'm suggesting is perhaps this rod I have or what I have, I might need to use it. In other words, God may say you have enough.
Yes, sir.
So use what you have and be blessed.
Yes, sir.
So to God be the glory. That's the message. We hope we touch someone. And even if you don't know anything about what we said, talk with our pastor, talk with the members, because to me, this is the most important thing in your life, that you need to know the Lord. And if you do know the Lord, work just a little harder. And in due season, God will deliver you. That's the message. Thank you very much. Amen. Pastor, if you open the doors.
Thank you for listening to a recent sermon from Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church. We pray that you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. Pilgrim Branch Missionary Baptist Church is located at 16813 Huffsmith Corville Road, Houston, Texas, 77070. Our Sunday worship services are held at 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m., with Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. Please come out and join us for worship, study, and fellowship, where our motto is, "We are the branch, but He is the vine."